but Grant drove him back and began the siege of the town from the land side. The Confederates made a gallant defense, but slowly and surely they were starved into submission. On July 4, 1863, Pemberton surrendered the fortress and 37,000 men. 4:15, opening of the Mississippi. Port Hudson, between Vicksburg and New Orleans, was now the only important Confederate position on the Mississippi. On July 8, it surrendered. A few days later, the freight steamer Imperia from St. Louis reached New Orleans. The Mississippi at last flowed unvexed to the sea. The Confederacy was cut in twain. 4:16, Lee's second invasion, 1863. Fighting Joe Hooker was now in command of the Army of the Potomac. Outwitting Lee, he gained the rear of the Confederate lines on Marye's Heights, but Lee fiercely attacked him at Chancellorsville and drove him back across the Rappahannock. Then Lee again crossed the Potomac and invaded the North. This time he penetrated to the heart of Pennsylvania. Hooker moved on parallel lines, always keeping between Lee and the city of Washington. At length, in the midst of the campaign, Hooker asked to be redelivered, and George G. Meade became the fifth and last chief of the Army of the Potomac.